four ways to loosen up around the shoulder blade area of the upper back. So here are a few ideas. Give them a try. Take a nice deep breath. Relax, whatever relaxing breath feels like for you, and kind of tune in. Notice how things are feeling as you're trying these. See what your body likes today. It may vary from day to day what feels best. So if you have a soft ball about this size, this can be a plush toy. If it's gonna be a pillow, it needs to be a pretty round. You want it to be round. So I have this stuffed animal that can kind of, is actually quite round, but it wouldn't have to be this round, just a stuffed animal that kind of has a mass that can kind of mimic this roundness. A child's toy, this one is a specific bell fit, so there's fancy stuff you can get, but anything that can mimic that kind of soft but yet slightly firm circle. You're gonna put it in the back of a chair, right in that mid back area, and just lean back, breathing, and come forward. And you can move that up and down, kind of play with what spot feels best. You can hold it, breathing, find what feels good. And you can do this back and forth, or just hold it. And you might want to, if you have several stuffed animals as an option or different options, play around with different ones and see what feels best for your back. Another way is to use two tennis balls and a sock, and it can be, or anything, just to knot it and to hold them together. That helps hold them in place. You put them on either part of the spine, and it can be on a chair or the floor or the wall. Know that the floor will be much more intense, so you want to make sure that's something your back is ready for. Everyone is different. And you can just breathe into this one. You can do the same thing. You can hold it. You can move up and down. Again, kind of playing around with what feels good in those muscles on either side of your spine. So we're not rolling directly on the spine. We're sticking to the in-between. Another way to do this is to take a long sock with a tennis ball and come up against a chair or the wall, and you can kind of position it on one side at a time and breathe into it. And that might be a little more focused if you want something a little bit more. And the long sock just helps you get it in position and then move it away. Shoulder rolls. Another thing with these back muscles is they often are actually not worked enough. We're often at computers stretching them out this way, and they need some strength this way. So what'll feel really good is some rows. Reaching those hands, elbows at the side, breathing, and squeezing the shoulder blades together in the back. Breathing, squeeze together, release. If you have a band that you can attach to something, and you can go ahead and add some resistance to this one. Breathing, but even just that movement of coming back can feel really good. You can loosen it out. I'm reaching forward with this stretch and getting just some nice dynamic movement back in there. Sometimes that's what it needs, is just to really kind of get some movement. Another great one is to reach up and squeeze the shoulder blades together and down the back as you come down, even without any resistance, especially if this is new to your back. This can feel really good and really focus on bringing those back and down. A great stretch for this area. I love to use a kitchen sink because it's not gonna tip like this chair, so you can really lean back. I'm gonna show you for now with a chair. But here, my hands are just up and I'm going down into it. And you can experiment with side to side. If I can really hang on and bend down, that's where I tend to feel it more, but it's gonna be different for everyone. You can play with feet forward or back, twist around, really extending the arms, because that extension of the arms and the back going down is what's going to help get into those shoulder blades. Another, you can do this lying on the floor or up against a wall, either way. Hands and right around the elbow area, whatever the most prominent part here is, you want those both to stay in contact with the floor or the wall. And then you're coming up and down just as far as your arms will let you without them coming up either side. So that may not be very far, and that's okay. Breathing, trying to relax. Oh, my hands came off. And just working with that. Breathing. Nice gentle movement. Kind of shake things out. You can stretch hands here, and I'm going right into that back and sometimes tilting just a touch to the side. Breathing. Get right in there. And the other side. You may find the most long-lasting effect is those balls in there. You want to kind of hold it in a spot, breathe into it, see if you can get some stuff to release. But everyone's different, so kind of play around with it, see how it feels. Let me know what you think, and enjoy.